This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
Early this morning, I was with the Amrine brothers in the kitchen, finishing up eating breakfast, and they asked, "How are things this morning?" I said, "Well, except that I feel like I have 1,000 homilies going through my head this morning." And Father Robert, in his wisdom, said, "But only one of them is God's." This is so true. God's message is the only one that matters. So I went into the parish office, where I had turned on the AC before breakfast, said a prayer, and began to type. I am starting where I am comfortable, with my props, as Father Jude likes to say, but I like to call them grown-up show and tell. So yesterday, I did two things that I've never done before. First was the first annual Francis Corps Half Marathon, and here is the shirt to prove it. It's hard to see, but it's a shirt with their house, and then on top of it has the first annual Francis Corps Marathon, June 17th, 2023. I didn't run it, but I biked it, giving the volunteers support as they ran. Along with Jenny Rose, we made sure the volunteers had appropriate food and water, nutrition, cheering, and moral support for the half marathon. It was a great success. They all crossed the finish line still walking. I think that Jenny Rose and I did for the volunteers yesterday what Jesus wants the 12 shepherds he summoned in the gospel to do: to give the sheep appropriate water, food, nutrition, cheering, and moral support. We as sheep are called to follow the lead of the shepherds. But if you are like me, that can be difficult. Just think of the words that were described to the sheep today. We were called helpless, ungodly. We were also called enemies and sinners in the second reading. But that's not why I think it's hard to be a sheep. I think it's hard to be a sheep because I want to be in control. I can be a terrible sheep that doesn't want to follow. I want to control my schedule so I never wake up before the sunlight. I want to turn on the radio station and hope that there's no pledge drive going. I want to play my games on my phone and have no ads pop up. I want all traffic lights in the city to turn green as I drive up to them. And while running or biking, I want every car to stop when I come to the crosswalk. But these are essentially first world problems. But the problems go deeper when I think about other things that I'd like to be in control of. I want my friend to give me the right of way every time we're playing games. I don't want family and friends to get sick, or at least I want them to get well when I pray for them, especially the ones who I keep praying for and they just seem to get sicker. I don't want to worry about poverty or violence, addictions, or world peace. I want all those things solved yesterday. Maybe you struggle with some of those things too. But you see, the real issue isn't that we as sheep are followers, but that we as sheep are not in control. Giving up control isn't a goal we have to work at. It's actually a reality of our lives. We can't give up control of something we didn't even have. I mean, think about it. Who gave you your first breath today? Who woke you up? God. God is in control. Now, yes, you and I must pray and we must work. We're called to clothe the naked and feed the hungry, visit the sick and visit the imprisoned. But we also must acknowledge that we're not in control of the outcome. You and I can be kind and generous to others, but what they do with that kindness and generosity, we are not in control of. And a message in the bulletin for today, Adam Eckelberger, who not only is the director of translation, but a biological father, writes about fatherhood. Now, when I was reading this yesterday, I was like, oh, Father Jude wrote some really great stuff about fatherhood, and then realized on the bottom that it was written by Adam. But I think it relates to this idea of not being in control. In order to fully be aware that we are not in control, Adam wrote something that relates. He said, a personal relationship with God, nourished through prayer, the sacraments, and a commitment to ongoing conversion, enables us to become better fathers. These are things that I think all humans need, not just fathers. We all need a personal relationship with God, and we can achieve and foster that by doing those three things he mentioned, through prayer, through the sacraments, and through commitment to ongoing conversion. In the same paragraph, Adam says, by seeking God's guidance and grace, we can humbly acknowledge our limitations, ask for forgiveness when we fall short, and strive to be men of virtue and faith that our families need. These are all things that I think the world needs through the example of us as the sheep, to ask for God's guidance and grace, to humbly acknowledge our limitations, and to ask forgiveness when we fall short. If you and I strive for these things, we can be people of virtue and faith that our world needs. As sheep, we need a personal relationship with God. And to do so, we must be willing to let go of control and admit that we need God. At the beginning of the Mass, I said there were two things that I had never done before. Yesterday, I also went to the Syracuse Water Lantern Festival. It's where you may have seen pictures where they take these little lanterns that float, and you write on the paper on the outside, you put a candle, and you drop it in the water. This was at the Inner Harbor. And while I was there, I was told the story about how these first started. And the Water Lantern Festivals were originally started as a way to release the souls of those who have died and give them over to God. And so I was writing on the panels, and I was like, there are four panels. That's pretty easy. I did one for my mom and dad. I did one for my sister and her husband and my three nieces. I did one side for me, and I did one side for my brother. Now, I have to admit, the side for my brother is probably the least artistic one of all, and he is the most artistic of all of my family. I tried to make a diamond because he shines, but it didn't work out so well. I'm telling you all this because I bought a t-shirt that says, Spread Joy, Water Lantern Festival. Maybe you're not ready to turn everything that you have in your life to God. Maybe you're not ready to let go of control of certain parts of your life. But we can be joyful. We can be joyful sheep. One of the things that I love about the scripture passage, it says, without cost we have received, without cost we are to give. We've been given an abundant joy from a God who died on the cross for us. May we share that joy with others.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit assumptionsyr.org.